what we're putting together is going to give the commissioner a more direct picture of how this is impacting parents, educators, and especially our children.
Larry Scott co-chairs the Buffalo Parent-Teacher Organization. Earlier this week, they gathered parents, students, educators, and community members to complete work on their affidavit they will be filing at the end of this week. But tonight, attention turns to the resolution before the school board calling for the removal of Palladino based on what many consider his egregious and racist comments against President Obama and the First Lady. Board member Sharon Belton Cotman has added to the resolution, accusing Palladino of violating confidentiality of one or more executive sessions by writing about those closed-door sessions in a recent Art Voice article. Under board policy, information discussed in those meetings is to remain private.
Very concerning, a clear violation of board policy, and I believe state law as well. So I know that the school board will be taking action on that particular matter to also include that violation in the petition that they're filing to the commissioner for the removal of Mr. Palladino.
Scott tells WBFO what now remains unclear is if the school board could remove Palladino directly on the executive session violation.
I don't know. I'm still kind of confused as to what authority the Buffalo School Board has on their own to make a decision to remove Mr. Palladino. The state is watching, the Board of Regents is watching, the commissioner is watching, and I think she understands the complexity of all that's going on, and she wants to be sure that she follows due process.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.